Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. It is Wednesday, the middle of the week, and we are back with another quick solo episode. Today's episode will be a little bit of a kind of just like a free conversation. I didn't even write bullet points for this episode because I kind of just want to talk to you guys and kind of just be that episode, have it be that episode where you FaceTime a friend and she's kind of venting about things, but also giving you advice about things, because I feel like recently I've been going through a few things that I want to talk about, and I've been posting about it on my social media. And as I'm posting about it on my social media, I'm getting a lot of DMs from you guys and messages saying how much you're relating to what I'm posting and how happy you are that I'm speaking about this and that I'm being transparent about it. So I kind of just wanted to do a whole episode on it and just talk about it. It's the middle of the week, so let's start talking about that. It is Wednesday. So if you are in school right now or you work full time, it's the middle of the week. And I know that it's like almost the weekend, but also the weekend kind of just finished. That's kind of what Wednesday feels like. It's like, oh, the weekend's done, but then it's like, but the weekend's coming up. I personally really like Wednesdays. I am currently on spring break, so I am not taking any classes at the moment. I had a really, really amazing and long, but amazing past weekend. So if you listened to my last episode, you know that I was in Boston from Friday to Sunday. So I was in Boston for 2 nights, 3 days. It was amazing. I went to a Celtics game. I went to so many things. I posted all about it on my Instagram. So definitely make sure you follow my Instagram at For You From Eve if you want to kind of keep up with things that I do just in my life, more lifestyle content. I know that I do post a lot about my podcast, and a lot of the topics I talk about in my podcast, I will also post about on my Instagram. But my Instagram is a lot more of kind of a lifestyle page where I post about what I'm doing throughout the day, what I'm eating throughout the day, who I'm with during the day, what I'm wearing, all that stuff. So definitely follow me on Instagram, always in the description if you want to see that. But I was in Boston for that weekend. And then on Monday, I just kind of like had a chill day. I had spring break, which was really nice. And then at night, I actually went to a Tame Impala concert. So if you listen to Tame Impala, I bet you can only imagine how amazing they would be in concert. So amazing. I posted a few videos again on my Instagram, but I can't even explain in words what an amazing concert it was. I know a few Tame Impala songs. I wouldn't say I know every single one that he performed, but I know a few of them. And even the ones that you don't know, you listen and you're like, wow, like it's just the whole vibe of his performance and concert is so amazing. So I got to do that Monday night, which was so much fun. I went with my boyfriend and it was just such a good time. And then Tuesday yesterday, I played tennis all day. So it's been a really, really eventful weekend. It was beautiful out yesterday, which made me so happy because I've been kind of not getting bored of the gym, but feel very routine to like the gym. And I feel like because the gym kind of reminds me of working out when it's cold out. And I'm now that it's becoming summer, I know that I'm going to be spending more time outside. I'm going to be going on more walks and more runs rather than just kind of working out at the gym. So I'm excited that it's getting nice out because now I can do more outdoor workouts. Like I said, I was playing tennis yesterday, and honestly, that's so much fun because it's, you get such a good sweat in. I burn the most calories when I'm playing tennis, and it's just, it's so fun. In today's episode though, like I said, we're doing a little bit of a rant about things. So I'm going to be talking about a few different things here. So let's start off with number one thing. I posted about this on my Instagram story. I posted a picture of my acne on my Instagram. And if you listen to my podcast, you know I talk about my acne. But if you follow my Instagram, you probably don't even know that I have acne, because anytime I post a picture, I don't show my acne. Like I make sure the lighting or the angle, or I smooth out the filter. Like I always smooth out my pictures no matter what, because I feel like it makes the quality better. But when you smooth it out, it does kind of get rid of your acne as well. And so yeah, if you follow me on my social media, then you don't really know that I have acne because I don't really show it. The reason I decided to share this was because, like I said, I talk about on my podcast how I have bad skin, how I struggle with rosacea, I struggle with hormonal acne, and kind of just have like a lot of problems going on internally, and it breaks out on my skin. And I realized on my Instagram, I'm always using a filter to cover up my skin, like always, because in the moment I'm like, oh my God, I just look so bad right now. I just want to record something that looks a little bit cute to put on Instagram, which I think is totally fine. I think that there's nothing wrong with doing that as long as you're going to own up to it. If you're going to like post yourself in a really, really heavy filter and then someone comments, like responds to you and goes, is this a filter? And you say no, it's like, all right, like that's not fair to the person that's asking you, because now you're setting an unrealistic expectation for them. But if you're someone like me, and I know a lot of other influencers do this too, will I post myself with the filter on Instagram stories, like a really intense, pretty filter. And then the next one I post myself natural and I'm like, by the way, this is not what I look like right now. But it's just like to get that video up, I just wanted to look a little bit cuter, wanted to make the vibe a little bit cuter, etc. So that's just like a little background of I think it's okay if you use filters. I use them all the time, but just be transparent with it. Be honest with it. So I posted just my skin yesterday because my – basically I was telling you guys how I was giving up gluten for my doctor, and I did give it up for about 2 weeks. And then when I went to Boston, I was like, you know what? I'm going to cheat this weekend and not have – and I'm going to let myself have gluten and dairy because I kind of just want to like enjoy my weekend. I'm on a vacation. It's only for a few days. Like, I'm going to enjoy myself and kind of cheat myself a little bit. So for those 2 days in Boston, I allowed myself to indulge in all the bread, all the dairy, all the gluten, everything, to kind of just let myself enjoy myself on vacation. And I got home and I noticed my skin breaking out while I was in Boston. Like, it acted on what I was eating right away. But when I got home, and it was like, I think Monday or maybe it was even Tuesday that I noticed it. Yeah, it was Tuesday, yesterday morning. I saw my skin in the mirror and I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, my skin looks absolutely horrible, infected, it's in pain. It looked really bad. And I'm not like the meanest person to myself, but it looked bad. And I remember just being like, oh my gosh, my skin is acting out like crazy. And part of me was relieved because I knew the root of the problem now. I was like, okay, if I gave up gluten and dairy for 2 weeks and then went back to it, and for those 2 days that I went back to it, my skin acted like this, I know what the root of the problem is. And the root of the problem is gluten or dairy. It's one or the other, and I'm pretty sure it's gluten. But I told myself I'm going to keep giving it up until my Orthodox Easter. So I'm doing this like spiritual fast. I know it's not going to be easy, but I'm back on the routine of it. But I kind of just wanted to talk about how quickly our bodies react to what we're doing to them internally. And I just was in so much shock at how much of a difference it made on my skin and how much it affected my skin. So I kind of wanted to share that with you guys, because as soon as I saw my skin in the mirror, I was like, wow, my skin looks bad. But I wasn't as sad about it as I normally am. I'm not going to say I wasn't sad about it at all, because I definitely was, but I wasn't sad about it like I normally used to be. So when I started breaking out in high school, that's when I kind of started first getting acne. It never bothered me that much. Like, yeah, I would complain about it. Like, oh my God, this pimple is so bad. Or, oh my God, my skin is so bad today. Or, I don't want to not wear makeup to school today. My skin, you know, I would complain about it here and there. But also, so many people had acne in high school that it just never really bothered me, because high school is kind of the time you're supposed to have acne. I mean, I guess there's no right or wrong time to have acne. It hits everyone at different points, but majority of people do start getting acne in high school because that's when you're going through puberty and that stress and like a new whatever, new transition, all that stuff. It didn't bother me too much that I had acne in high school, just because I know a lot of people had acne in high school. I still tried to cover it up because, you know, I just cared a little bit about my appearance, which I think is okay. But I got to a point where when I graduated high school, and it was my freshman year of college, my skin was the worst it ever was. My freshman year of college, my skin was the worst it has ever been, probably will ever be, because it's like right now, yes, I'm having like a bad reaction, but the bad reaction that I felt yesterday morning is what I had every single day my freshman year of college. Honestly, my freshman year of college, when I look at pictures, even my sophomore year of college, my freshman and sophomore year of college, when I look at pictures, my eyes were always puffy. I gained a lot of weight. My skin was always bad. Even my hair was like kind of not as like shiny. Like, my hair was a lot thinner. But that's when I started to gain all my weight, and my face was so round and puffy. My eyes were always puffy. Like, I looked so different when I look at pictures of myself freshman year and sophomore year of college versus now. And I'm not sitting here like, oh yeah, I look so beautiful now and this and that. No, because my eyes are still sometimes puffy. My skin is definitely still breaking out. And I'm still kind of trying to lose that weight that I had gained when I was a freshman and sophomore in college. So when I was a freshman and sophomore in college, I wasn't taking care of myself. And I felt like I kept thinking my acne was just going to go away on its own. I was like, I'm, you know, 19, I'm turning 20 soon. Like, my acne is just going to go away by itself. I'm going to grow out of it. But it was just getting worse. And of course it was going to get worse. All I was eating was like pizza almost every single day because I remember it so vividly. My first year of school, I was going to like an in-state school and they had this like small box of pizza in the cafeteria. And I remember getting it so vividly, like buying this pizza like twice a week. And it was the cheesiest, most oily, thick breaded pizza. And I would eat like what, half of it, but it didn't even matter that I would eat. It was like a personal pie. It wasn't like a huge pie, but like having that much cheese and oil and gluten and bread every single day is just so bad for you. And I would have like 4 or 5 cups of coffee a day. Like I was not working out. Sophomore year of college, same thing. I was having so much coffee, especially because I was in the city. I was honestly having like 5 cups of coffee a day minimum. And I was eating pizza every single day because the pizza there was like $1 a slice. And it was so good because it's from New York, obviously. It was the best pizza. It was cheap. It was easy. It was accessible. And it's always going to be good. So I would always, always be having pizza there. And then I remember getting to a point in my sophomore year of college where I started to get introduced to wellness through fitness influencers and lifestyle influencers and all these. And I always go back to Kenzie Burke because even though I didn't follow her exact lifestyle of plant-based eating and food combining, I really do think the combination of her, Emma McDonald, and Maggie McDonald are the reason I am in the wellness space right now. Even if I don't exactly follow what they did at the time, where I am right now in my life, I really do think stems from them a lot because they did introduce me to this wellness lifestyle. I was watching Emma for like kind of a while and she started to post more about fitness and health and eating good, and that kind of motivated me to want to learn about it more. And so when I would start watching them, I was like, you know what? I'm going to pick up my act. Like I'm going to start eating a little bit cleaner. I'm going to start getting it on, like getting on track and getting back together with kind of my health and with myself and everything like that and reconnecting with myself. And I started to get into, I remember it was like maybe for 2 weeks, I was waking up every day at like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, meditating, trying to go to the gym or like doing like an ab workout and stretching in my room, having a green juice in the morning, having, you know, juices at school instead of food, all that stuff. And I remember just kind of being like this and feeling very, I don't even know what word to use. I felt like I was trying to just reset myself. I was doing a juice cleanse and, you know, all this stuff. It got to a point where I kind of felt like I was forcing myself to do this, and it got to a very unhealthy mindset where I wasn't eating enough food. I was getting mad at myself if something I was eating had too many calories, and then I just purposely was eating less and not letting myself eat. I didn't completely not eat at all, but I was only letting myself like eat the smallest of the smallest portions of food. Like I don't even think I was consuming 1,000 calories a day at this point. Like it was really, really bad how much food I was eating because I was not eating enough. And that's kind of when I was like, okay, Liv, like you need to get it together. You need to make a change. And, you know, because what I was doing is I was trying to shrink my stomach. I was embarrassed and tired and annoyed by the appetite that I had, and I wanted to shrink my stomach. And I don't know why it was like it's a thing to like shame girls for having a big appetite, or it's such a big deal when girls have a big appetite. Like if a girl has a big appetite, it's like, whoa, that girl can eat, like she goes hard. And yeah, some guys do say it as a compliment, but it's like, why does it have to be so shocking that a girl can eat a lot of food or craves a lot of food or has a big appetite? Like why is that such a big deal, you know? Because you don't know kind of how girls are going to take it. And at the time, I didn't like hearing that. Like I didn't like hearing that because it would make me sensitive. And so I remember just trying to shrink my stomach, not eating enough food, kind of just like really, 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 really like not starving myself, but like kind of starving myself, like making sure I didn't ever get full. So when quarantine started in March 2020, this was kind of when I was getting into the wellness space. I remember for the first like 2-3 weeks of quarantine, I was kind of just like at a low point with my mental health, being home, confused. I think we all were kind of confused and not really sure what to do. And I remember just every single day just pulling all-nighters, eating junk food, not eating well, not working out, and just watching like reality TV shows. I was watching like Too Hot to Handle and Love is Blind, like Love Island, all these things. I was just watching all these, pulling on lighters, you know, kind of just soaking in, not being sure what to do while being stuck at home. And then after that 3 weeks, I was like, okay, Liv, like you want to be, you know, who you see on the screen. I was watching like Emma and Maggie every single day on my YouTube, and I was like, you want to be like these girls. You are not going to be like these girls living their best life if you just sit in bed like this. Since I was probably 6 or 7 years old, I've always said I wanted to have my own business. I wanted to, like, you know, start my own business venture or just have something for myself. For You From Eve didn't start during quarantine, but the original before For You From Eve was actually a page I had called Wellness and Wardrobe, which is such a throwback to even say that word. But yeah, I had a page called Wellness and Wardrobe where I posted outfits and I started to get into wellness. So at this point, I was waking up early. I was going on walks a lot. I was going on runs a lot. I was eating very, very clean. My stomach definitely was trained to eat less, but now I was kind of eating more of nourishing foods and not bad foods. And yeah, it was just like at a point where I finally felt very happy with who I was becoming because I was taking such good care of myself. And it was during quarantine, and I just kept telling myself, you know, the time is now. You know what I mean? Like, this is the time that you have to kind of get it together. If you want to create something, you have to create it now. If you want to get on track with your health, this is the time to do it. School just finished. You're starting a digital online internship. You have the time to work out. You have the time to cook your meals, etc. And then I remember when that summer, when things kind of started to open back up again, I definitely got off of track a little. Like, I wasn't eating as healthy. I wasn't working out as much. And it wasn't until the winter of 2021 that I really started to get into working out. But I remember just like being introduced to that lifestyle and trying to build something for myself. It's kind of funny to see how I was then versus how I am now and seeing the growth and progress I've made and just seeing how much better it's going to get. So yes, it took me a year to get into working out consistently. Right now, like, working out is a part of my everyday life. I have to do it. I love it. It makes me so happy. But maybe in a year from now, I'll feel that way about eating healthy. So yesterday I was actually talking as I was looking at my skin and overanalyzing it. By the way, I didn't really say too much of why I decided to post that. I did say like I want to be more transparent, but I was getting a lot of DMs from people when I would post like a selfie. People would be like, your skin looks so good. And a lot of the time, honestly, because for the 2 weeks I wasn't eating gluten and dairy, my skin did look really, really good. So if I would post something, I would always swipe that Paris filter on it. You know, I would swipe the Paris filter. And I was getting a lot of DMs from people being like, your skin is so amazing. Like, why do you complain about it? I complain about my skin and it's 100 times worse than yours. I was getting messages like that, and that made me really sad because I didn't want to set this expectation that I complain about skin that looks good, because I don't like that. Like, I'm someone that has like 7 pimples on my face, and if I'm with someone that has 1 pimple on their face and they're like, oh, this pimple, like, I look so ugly, this acne is so bad, I get really, really mad because I'm like, I'm sitting here with 7 pimples on my face and you're complaining about how one makes you look ugly. Like, what would you think? Like, what do you think about me then? And it's even just like when you're like, if I'm like a little bit heavier than someone I'm with and they're like thinner than me and they're like, oh my God, I look so, like, I'm so big. My stomach is so big. And meanwhile, my stomach's 5 times bigger than them. I'm like, why are you saying those things in front of me who has a bigger stomach? Like, you know what I mean? It's little things like that. And I didn't want to be that person for you guys online. Like, I didn't want to be that person on social media. So that's why I kind of also decided to post my skin, because I was like, I don't want, you know, the girls that I preach to, the girls who are in my community, the girls that I talk to about these things to think I'm kind of just like, I guess, asking for compliments, or I don't really know the term that you can use, but just saying like, oh, I have bad skin, but then only posting myself with good skin. Like, no, I want to be transparent and real with you guys. I share my life with you guys on this podcast, and you guys share it right back with me in my messages. So I wanted to kind of give that to you guys and just show you, like, when I complain about my skin, I am complaining about something that's really a problem. And so after posting my skin like that, I didn't get as sad as I used to get. Like, I used to be at a point where I wouldn't leave my house if my skin looked like that, because I just was so embarrassed of it, was so embarrassed of how it looked, which honestly, I shouldn't have been. I really shouldn't have been, but I was embarrassed of how it looked. So I didn't want to leave my house. And I remember yesterday just waking up and seeing my skin like that. And I was just like, huh? Like, I know the only person I'm going to see today is my boyfriend, but I'm still embarrassed of how it looks. But I didn't cover it up. I was like, I'm not letting myself cover up my acne today. Like, I'm taking a picture of it, I'm posting it on Instagram, and I'm not wearing concealer out of the house. And I don't care, because I'm going to work out. I'm going to play tennis with my boyfriend in the beaming hot sun. So my it's going to sweat off. It's going to make me break out more. Like, I'm not going to do that to myself. And I remember not leaving my house and just letting my acne, like, be free, posting it on Instagram and kind of just accepting, like, the consequences of my actions. I know that eating gluten and eating dairy and eating horribly is going to break me out. But that's exactly what I did. So I kind of, in some way, quote unquote, deserved what my skin looked like because I did it to myself. And it just makes you realize you can't complain about things that you're capable of changing, right? That you're capable of changing is the highlighted area. If you cannot change something about yourself, like the mole on my right leg, let's say, like a birthmark that I have that I hate, and I made that up. I don't even have one. Or like the stretch marks on my thighs. I do have stretch marks. That's something I can't really change. Yes, I could put like lotions on it and whatever, but it's not something that I can like work out and change or eat healthy and change. You know what I mean? Or like take one vitamin a day and my stretch marks will go away. Like that's not how it works with certain things. The things that you can't change, you have to learn to love and accept about yourself and just say like even with my acne is not going to change tomorrow morning if I'm healthy today. But at the same time, it's going to kind of get a little bit better over time. But right now in this moment, I have to love and accept what it looks like. But eventually I know it's going to get better. So that's kind of how I start looking at things is, you know, whatever you can't change, learn to accept and learn to love about yourself. And what you can change, you better start working on it or else you don't have the right to complain about it. And that's the point that I'm at. I can't complain about my skin if I'm not doing anything to change it. Same thing with my body. I never really was insecure about my body up until like freshman year of college, I want to say. And I started to get super, super insecure about it, like very, very insecure. That could be like a whole new episode, maybe just me talking about that. But just in general, I was very, very insecure about the way my body looked because in high school, I never gained weight because of how active I was with sports. And then in college, when I wasn't working out, all my weight was catching up to me. And I started to get really, really insecure about the fact that I was gaining weight and what I looked like. And it really, really brought me down. And I really hated being brought down because I was already brought down by the way my face looked with all my acne and how puffy it was and how chubby it was getting, that the last thing I wanted was to focus on my body and how that was another thing I was insecure about. And also, side note, like I wasn't like going back to when I was saying, you know, if one person in front of me has one pimple and I have seven, they have a right to be upset about that pimple and complain about it and just like be insecure about it. No one can ever question your insecurities, right? I mean, like they can and they can't. Like someone can see you as the most beautiful girl in the world, but you can think to yourself like that you're insecure and that's okay. But at the end of the day, no one's allowed to be like, oh my God, she's so dramatic or like, you know, she's just doing it for attention. I think everyone's allowed to feel the way they want to feel about themselves. But my point was like, if you know that someone in front of you struggles with an insecurity and you purposely point out your own when your own isn't that bad, then you just suck as a human. Like that's a really messed up thing to do. So I kind of wanted to like add that in. I know I talked about that like 5 minutes ago, but just to like put a little disclaimer, I don't think that just because someone has one pimple compared to my seven doesn't mean they're not allowed to be insecure about it. It just means that kind of read the room, like be aware of your audience and who you're talking to and what they struggle with. I was kind of just thinking to myself about how I know kind of the root to my skin and my acne and what controls it and what's wrong with it and everything like that. And that if I wanted to make a change with my body, I would kind of have to do something different, you know, and I would kind of have to change something that I'm doing in my routine, you know, because I do work out consistently and I do eat fairly healthy. I do kind of like pig out sometimes and not eat too well, but I don't eat like super, super unhealthy. And I knew I would kind of have to get to a point where I changed something about my diet and changed something about the way I ate or my lifestyle or something. So I was doing some research on it and I decided to yesterday get into a caloric deficit. So if you've never heard about what that is, it's basically burning more calories in a day than you consume. So because I have an Apple Watch, and this is sponsored by Apple, but because I have an Apple Watch, it's easy for me to kind of see how many calories I do burn in a day. And I decided to get the Fitness Pal app, which is something that I used to use like a while ago, to track my calories on what I'm eating. And I was always kind of against this because I was always into intuitive eating as a lifestyle. And what I'm doing, this caloric deficit, is not something I'm planning on doing as a lifestyle because I know that it's not practical. My fear, I think, was kind of just being at a point where I did let it take over my life a little bit and I got too obsessive with it. So that was kind of where I was scared, was I was like, I don't really want to, you know, be in a caloric deficit because I don't want to count my calories, because I know if I count my calories, I'm going to go crazy and I'm going to become obsessive and it's going to turn into some really unhealthy patterns. And that's what I was afraid of. And so what I had decided to do was, yes, I wanted to be in a caloric deficit and do this, and I am going to be tracking my calories, but I'm only going to be doing it for a few months. So I gave myself like a little deadline. Obviously, today is March 16th. I will be doing this until May 16th. So I made this decision yesterday, did a little bit of research on it. I'm going to kind of continue my research about it today, but you know, it got like a little bit, I want to experience it, you know, and I want to try it out for myself because yes, I've been trying a lot of things to kind of lose weight, tone up my body, figure out kind of like my stomach and how to lose weight in that area. And I know that losing weight shouldn't be the number one goal, but I think it's okay if you have the right mindset going into it of what you want to accomplish and having like a set goal. I don't have like a certain amount of pounds I want to lose. I really just want to feel and look my best. And because I've been eating intuitively and working out every single day almost for the past year and a half, and it hasn't really changed with my physical progress. I know it's changed with my mental state, which is definitely the most important, but I kind of want to see how I can improve my physical state with these habits. So that is what I will be trying out. I will definitely keep updating you guys. If you guys have ever done it before or if you have kind of just like any advice on it, definitely message me. I've never gotten bad feedback about it. Like I've never had someone say like, oh, no, don't do that. Don't do that. So I haven't really heard anything too negative about it. I'm going to try my best to get into it and try not to get like too obsessive over it. But I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I feel like this episode was kind of just like a rant with your best friend on FaceTime. And that's kind of the little vibe I wanted. I wanted to just show you guys that even though I preach so much about self-love and, you know, loving yourself and being nice to yourself and having all these goals and all that stuff, there's times where I get really down on myself and times where I need to reevaluate how I'm thinking about myself and be nicer to myself and be aware of how I'm treating myself. And it happens to all of us. So just know that you're never alone in the way that you feel and you're never alone in the things that you say to yourself. Like, trust me, I've been there, I've done that, and it won't get you anywhere. So just, you know that you are very, very capable of becoming the best version of yourself possible, if she even exists, because she's so infinite. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. The rest of my week will just be contained with doing a bunch of work. I feel like because of that long weekend, I haven't been keeping up with my work as much. So I have to definitely take over and take charge of my work. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a really productive week. I hope you have a fun weekend plan. I will be in Massachusetts again this weekend for a little ski trip weekend. So I'm really, really excited about that weekend. And yeah, thank you all for listening. Like I said a million times, make sure you follow my socials linked in the description, and I will talk to you guys on Friday.